welcome to the South Carolina Investor Corps podcast, the exclusive podcast that is dedicated to the education of South Carolinians and a variety of topics within emergency preparedness and strives to apply that knowledge to increase community awareness, resilience, and service. My name is Cameron Matthews, and I am a South Carolina Investor Corps team member. And in today's episodes, I'll be talking about a local and online organization that benefits and gives back to the community. Also, I'll provide information regarding two upcoming community events and programs for those within the Anderson and surrounding area. Following that, I'll be going into detail about my time here at AmeriCorps and how it has not only benefited me, but how I've been able to give back to the community that I live and thrive in. So to begin with the community events, we have mentioned several of the AIM events throughout our podcast and are going to continue in that fashion. AIM for Teen Moms is a free program that is coming up and allows mothers from the ages of 15 to 19 to receive support, family planning, communication skills, and other lifelong skills. This program is designed in the fashion that has 6 individual meetings and 2 group meetings. These meetings are offered both virtually or in person. AIM for Teen Moms also offers childcare during the time of in-person group meetings, as well as providing food during this time. Once a mom has completed the 8 total sessions, she'll be provided with a certificate of completion. For more information regarding AIM for Teen Moms, you can contact April Moore at 864-581-8111, or you can find more information on www.UnitedWayOfAnderson.org. We will have more information on AIM for Teen Moms soon. The second upcoming community event is the Community Fair that will be taking place Saturday, March 27th. This fair will be located at the Anderson Farmers Market, which is located on 402 North Murray Avenue in Anderson. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is open to everyone, including families. This event will offer food, jobs, and opportunities to those in the Anderson area. The Community Fair is sponsored by Proven Grounds and will be hosted by our Zingio Walker. For more information on the Community Fair, the contact number is 864-309-0439. If there are any event organizers that want a shout-out, feel free to contact us via email at sedisastercorps@gmail.com. This organization was founded by Sabrina Johnson in order to inspire women to live their lives in a positive and successful manner. Also, Queens for the Purpose's mission is to embrace women by motivating them in various skills, knowledge, and resources to provide them with a better life. For more information on Queens with a Purpose, you can contact Sabrina Johnson at 864-276-9010 or by email at queenswithapurpose100@yahoo.com. Following this is our online organization. For our online organization shout-out this week, I'll be talking about Bookshare. Bookshare is an online platform that categorizes and stores a vast number of ebooks for individuals to read. It currently has over 900,000 books in its collection. Bookshare is more than just an online library. All their books are customizable in order for those with reading disabilities or other reading barriers. For more information on how our listeners can become part of this wonderful online program, you can go to bookshare.org and follow those steps in the Get Started tab. Moving on to my time at AmeriCorps. I started my time as an AmeriCorps team member in September of 2020, towards the tail end of the pandemic. By becoming a team member, it benefited me in 2 areas, mainly. The first being that it allowed me to further educate myself in disaster preparedness, as well as ensure the community is well informed on how to prepare for a disaster. Following this, I also added a minor in emergency management and homeland security at Anderson University. The second aspect is that by becoming an AmeriCorps team member, it completed a requirement that I needed for school in the form of an internship. However, receiving credit for the internship isn't what stuck with me during my time at AmeriCorps. Of the 2 areas I mentioned, it was the first area that really made an impact on my life, both inside and outside of AmeriCorps. This is because being able to give back to the community by providing education on materials that could save their life one day is something that is unmeasurable. Especially since the career I plan on pursuing revolves around the education and protection of the public. This, I felt, was one of the most important aspects of AmeriCorps. Also, aside from providing educational materials, I was actually able to participate in active shooter training for a church that is local to where I live. This was only an interactive training that benefited the church, but it could easily be modified to fit one's office or school. Overall, AmeriCorps has taught me a great deal of skills, as well as increased my education on various forms of emergency preparedness. In closing, I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of SC Disaster Corps Podcast. You'll be able to find all of our shows on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Breaker, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and the SC Disaster Corps YouTube channel. If you would like to learn more about the SC Disaster Corps, AmeriCorps, or United Way, please visit UnitedWayOfAnderson.org. For those of you listening on YouTube, please hit the like button and subscribe for more content. And those of you who are already subscribed, hit the bell icon to receive notifications for new videos. For those listening on one of the podcast hosting sites, hit the follow button to stay up to date with the podcast. And remember to be looking for our next episode of the SDSC Disaster Corps podcast. Thank you for being with us today.
And we hope to see you next time. And remember, stay prepared.